الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the king of all kings. Allah ta'ala is the provider of the entire universe. Therefore we have to praise Allah ta'ala more and more. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah ta'ala a lot so that you may become successful. Remembrance of Allah is sometimes with sitting with the tasbih and glorifying and praising Allah. Sometimes it is in our salat, recitation of Quran and Majid. The zikr of Allah is also in talking about Allah and calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best words Allah likes. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The best words Allah ta'ala likes is calling towards Allah. It has good a'mal and he says that I am together with the Muslims. The best words Allah ta'ala likes is to call towards Allah, to remind towards Allah. And he does good actions and he says I am part and together with the Musliman. Alhamdulillah, on a Friday we are trying to increase our recitation of Durood and Salawat on our dear Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as possible. Every day a mu'min in the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recites Durood Sharif at least 100 times morning, 100 times evening. But on a Friday even more, 1,000 times. Whatever Durood you know, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad alfa alfa marra. O Allah, send your darood and salawat on Nabi Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 1,000,000 times. Alfa, alfa marra. 1,000 times 1,000. Why? Because Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been chosen by Allah as the highest of the Nabis and the Prophets, most beloved to Allah. And whoever follows Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will become the beloved of Allah. The verse of the Quran Majid which I read before, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily for you in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example. أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the one who has the hope of meeting Allah on the last day, and he remembers Allah a lot, surely for him is the best way to follow the example of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, and Allah ta'ala is showering his favors on us, and Allah ta'ala has made us from the ummat and the following of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great favor, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. This ummah has been favored that all their good amal is multiplied 10 times. Minimum. 10 times. Minimum. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah increases the rewards for whomsoever he wishes. You give 1 rand charity, you get the sawab of 10 rand charity. You keep one fast, it is like keeping 10 fasts. Now from the month of Zilhijjah, which will start next week approximately by Wednesday or so, One day is fasting, you get a sabab of 1 year's ibadat. 1 year's ibadat. And the nights of Zilhijjah also, the first 10 nights is very, very mubarak. Very, very mubarak. You can get sabab up to Laylatul Qadr, sabab. Laylatul Qadr and Ramadan has its own status. That is separate. But here also Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that these nights are very, very mubarak. So that we can value these nights also, value these days. If possible, we can keep fast also. And increasing, hadith says, increase your reading of tasbih, tahmeed and talil. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. As much as possible. As much as possible. Increase our recitation of darood and salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then my dear brothers, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, that is the day of Arafat, when the Hajis finish their 8th of Zilhijjah in Mina and they leave in the morning to Arafat, and on the Zohar, after Zohar, after Zawal, the Zohar time starts, after that is Wukuf Arafat. The Hajis engage in Dua and Ibadat. So this day is also very Mubarak to keep fast. For example, it should be close to about Saturday or so. So the day, 1 day before Arafat, day of Arafat, to keep fast. It's forgiveness for 1 year past sins and 1 year future sins also. Likewise, my dear brothers, Qurbani is a very much beloved amal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best amal, like by Allah on the days of Eid al-Adha, 10th, 11th and 12th. 10th, 11th and 12th of Zilhijjah, the best amal like is the sacrifice of animals. The flowing of the blood of the animals for the pleasure of Allah. Remember the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, not as a routine, not as a custom, but to see the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What great submission Ibrahim alayhi salam had. Whenever Allah ta'ala tested him, my dear brothers, he fulfilled those tests. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذِبْ تَلَىٰ إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Allah Ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam in many ways. He passed all those tests. He was told to leave his family in a barren land, nothing growing there, and to go out and convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew it was the command of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will take care. He had strong belief, strong faith. Mahajira did not ask much, that how are we going to stay here, nothing growing here. Only one question she asked, mother of Ismail alayhi salam, Allahu amaraka bihaza, has Allah Ta'ala ordered you to do this, to leave us here? Is this the order of Allah? He says, yes, this is the order of Allah. And then, my dear brothers, she says, izan la yubayyi'una rabbuna, then our Rabb will not put us to harm. Our Lord will not put us to harm. Ibrahim alayhi salam left them and went away. When the child was crying out of thirst, Ma Hajra was running between the two mountains, Safa and Marwa, looking for water, seeing somebody passing by. And where she left Ismail alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made Zamzam to come out. Allah Ta'ala made the water of Zamzam to come out, and it was very, very nourishing water. Zamzamu Lima Shuribala. Whatever niyat you have, Allah will fulfill it. So it was nourishing water of Zamzam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy. And now the travelers by who see the birds there because of the water there. And they started coming also, and they started bringing food. Allah ta'ala made it such that food and water reached them. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who is the Lord, the Nourisher, the Sustainer of the entire universe. Allahu Akbar. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested that his father used to make idols and sell, he was prepared. He called his father towards Allah Ta'ala, that he worship Allah Ta'ala, who is controlling everything. His idols cannot harm you. The idols cannot give you any benefit or any harm. When his father refused, he says, "Father, I will leave you and go away." He made dua for his father and he left. Imagine the tawheed in his heart. Allah Ta'ala tested him, he passed the test. Now, when the son reached a good age, young, small boy, now he is running around. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He says, "Oh my dear son, verily I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you." Second time he sees in the dream also, third time also in the dream. A Nabi's dream is true. He tells his son that I see in my dream, "Inni azbahuka fanzur maza tara." See what is your opinion. Imagine the young boy is so much obedient to Allah Ta'ala. He says, "Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin." Oh my father, do as you have been commanded. You will find me from the patient ones. Young boy. And he says, from the many patient ones. I am from them. This was the will of a young lad in the company of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Mahajira. When the parents are Allah wala, when the parents are linked to Allah, parents stay away from guna, parents sacrifice for the sake of Allah, you will find that that color will come in the children also. So therefore we find that Ismail alayhi salam is prepared to make the sacrifice. And when his father took him to slaughter him, Shaitan came in between to tell Mahajira that your husband is taking your son to slaughter him. They threw stones at the Shaitan, that you are Shaitan. So today also Haji has got to go in the Mina, where Shaitan come, there is some pillars made there, and you got to pelt those pillars. Jamarat. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala made that also part of Hajj. Mahajira ran between Safa and Marwa, he made it part of Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to sacrifice his son, one qurbani for Hajj also. One qurbani, if a person got wealth, he has the nisab of zakat, which is about 11,000 rand. He pays zakat once a year. Like that, if he has the money, then he will do qurbani also. It comes wajib on him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced, Allah ta'ala replaced Ismail alayhi salam with a ram. And when he tried to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam, the knife would not cut, because everything moves with the order of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. In everything, the order of Allah is there, before and after. Order of Allah. Therefore, before we do anything, say inshallah. Say inshallah, if Allah wishes. After doing the amal, praise Allah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Walillahi alhamd. This is the hamd and the praise of Allah that this amal was accomplished. Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Alhamdulillah, with the ni'mat of Allah, good deeds are accomplished. So alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, whatever the price is, 2,000, 3,000, in some countries it is 1,000 rand, we should try to do the qurbani. For every hair on the animal, there will be rewards. Every fiber of the wool of the sheep, there will be rewards. And do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the blood or the meat that reaches Allah, but it is your taqwa, your piety, your contact with Allah, my dear brothers. At the same time, you must remember when you're making qurbani, devote yourself to Allah. That Allah, I'm going to obey your commandments. Just as this animal is giving its life in the name of Allah. That is why Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. The name of Allah. Allah is most great. Allahu Akbar. I also put a knife on my nafs and desires. That I won't follow my nafs and desires. When the call goes for azan, I'll be rushing for salat. When the call goes for salat, I'll be rushing for salat. If you're at workplace also, you get lunchtime, make your zuhr. After 4:30, you finish your work, make your asr namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, Hafizu ala salawati wa salatil wusta wa kumu lillahi qayyaz. Especially the middle one. Especially the middle one. Wa kumu lillahi qanitin. And stand before Allah in complete devotion. Stand before Allah Ta'ala in complete devotion. The ulama explained the middle one as asr salat. Two are in the early part of the day. Two are in the evening and night. Maghrib and Isha. Asr comes in between. Sometimes we make a mistake, my dear brothers. We say, no, we will reach there. We're leaving here at 4:30. We'll go there 10 to 5, 5 to 5. I'll make my asr namaz. And what happens? Normal then. 5 o'clock traffic. Normal. 5 o'clock traffic time. And you only reach there. Where you wanted to go, 4:15, 5:20 is already Maghrib time, Asr namaz qaza ho gaya. One person missing salat is like he lost all his family and property. One person missing salat is like he has lost all his family and property. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Hafizu, guard, be secure with your salat. Be secure with your salat. Allahu Akbar. وَقُومُ لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And stand devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear brothers, we should make it our practice that we guard our salat, and in the bansala, Allah make our rozi easy also. Everybody worried about the livelihood. We are working halal rozi, you get the sawab for earning halal rozi. But Allah make it easy for you. Why? Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yashaa'u wa yaqdir. Allah opens the rizq for whomsoever He wishes. Allah makes it difficult for whomsoever He wishes. Simple example. Fill a bowl of rice here, 1/2 kilo. All the fowls can eat it in 1/2 hour. All the fowls will eat it in 1/2 hour. 1/2 kilo rice. But if you spread it out on the football ground, how long take the fowls to variety around now? May take 1/2 day. May take 1 day. After 1 day, how much they got? Same 1/2 kilo. One is 1/2 hour job, and one is 1 day's job. And in between, the cat will chase it, the dogs will chase it, so many problems. So there is an easy way, and there is a hard way. The person will read his salat properly, with taharat properly, he has fair dealings with the people, good akhlaq with the people, Allah's special help is with him. So let us value these days of Zilhijjah, let us value these days of Qurbani. Better to do it here at home, so your family can see it also, they can be part and parcel of the sunnah. Person wishes to do a qurbani, but he doesn't have the full amount, he can send it to a nearby country, a nearby place, places where it's cheaper, 1,000 rand, under 1,000 rand also, they can get it done there, alhamdulillah. Long as you give it to some pious people, who ulama, who are, what you call, fearing Allah Ta'ala, and they do it properly. But it's a great reward, my dear brothers, great sawab. And all these amal will be noor for us on the day of Qiyamah. And we will see it when our eyes will close. We will see it when our eyes will close, my dear brothers. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of valuing our time. Can you see how fast time is going? Ramadan finished just now. Shawwal month went. Eid month Shawwal. Zilqa'dah. Tonight will be the 25th night. Tonight will be the 25th night. And after 4 days after that, 29th, finish. Look for the moon of Zilhijjah. So days are going fast. Let us value our days, my dear brothers. Let us value our time, because we are preparing to meet Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillah bil alameen. There's going to be a students program, my dear brothers. Tomorrow, after Maghrib namaz, in our Jummah Masjid, Spine Road, bring all our young friends, youngsters, elders can also come with them, inshallah ta'ala, to encourage them. also to practice on Deen, to spend some time in the holiday in the path of Allah. Inshallah, after Maghrib tomorrow, there is a special program in Spine Road. Before Isha, refreshments will be served for everybody, inshallah. Those who are making Qurbani, then they should do the, what you call, clipping of nails and hair, what you call shaving, haircut, before the first of Zilhijjah. Before the, it's a mustahab, copying the hajis, then they can't cut the hair in the ihram. Eh? So therefore, trim your beard, but don't make it too short. It's sunnat, near wajib, to keep the full beard also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وقال سبحانه وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.